Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it.
Welcome back, Extra Rise fam. And today we have extra special guests because I've missed having friends on the show. And literally, I was just with them a few weeks ago for an event and I was like, grab it. We need this Gen Z energy here. And I think we can really learn a lot from these two. Ito, reveal nila to eh. They're actually a joke lang. Couple yan, joke lang. No. They're just bros. But here we have Addy Kotz and Christian Tiu. Thank you guys.
Hi, Janina. What is up?
Thank you for having us.
The feeling.
Joke naman. The clouds.
Your energy.
Thank you naman. Siyempre. Kailangan natin yan. O, diba? Start pa lang. Okay, so today, ano ba? Chika portion lang to. And honestly, because during our conversations backstage, yes, may pa-backstage convos yan.
Artista yun.
No. It was just really, parang feeling ko very barkada vibes. Barkada! And it's just nice to have that energy here, no? Just having like real conversations amongst friends. And you know, I think we can all agree na, I know we're all, the three of us are content creators, kind of in the same field, pero I think the core hugots are very universal. Kahit anong field man kayo listening right now. So yeah, I kind of want to talk about, I guess, the thesis statement of today's episode is, you know, being secure with your own version of success.
That is,
I think,
right.
You know, we tend to second guess ourselves, especially when we see our family members, even, because it starts from the family, diba? And our colleagues or yung classmates natin from before, na parang, dapat ba ganito? Pero ito talaga yung gusto ko eh. So, yan, diba? So, maybe a little bit of a backstory from the both of you. Ayan, introduce yourselves. What do you guys actually really do? Baka may hindi pa ako alam. And what did you study in college?
Okay, so first of all, hi, I am Addy Kotz. I started on TikTok noong May 2020. So I've been in this industry, or I've been trying to be successful in this industry for more than 2 years na. I graduated from, as you can see, Animo Lasal.
Yes, naman.
I'm Lasallian, marketing management. Kasi you know, bilang Chinese person, kailangan talaga business.
Oo, ang full name ng Addy Kotz is... Kotoko, diba?
Kotoko. Yes,
diba? Very Chinese.
Sobrang Chinese. So talagang, you know, College of Business, talagang I'm so prepared for that route na talagang I'm gonna be the best entrepreneur that I can be for my parents. Pero, you know, something in me is actually calling me to actually pursue this dream. Going into this kind of industry, which is the show business industry. And I was just fortunate na TikTok was the platform that was open to me to actually, it was my first step into, you know, achieving my lifelong dream to be maarte and to be an artista.
Oh, diba? At dapat hindi ka nagka-cringe sa sarili mo saying that, diba? Was there ever a time na parang feeling mo, may pagka, totoo ba to? Ito nga ba yung dream ko? Before we proceed to Christian, to you over there.
Actually,
makinig ka muna, Christian. Makinig muna natin. It's your time to shine.
Sorry, it's my podcast now, Janina. Ganun talaga.
Go. Okay, go. Lakihan namin yung Addy Kotz and Christian. You joke lang.
Yeah. Thank you for guesting me, ah.
Okay, go.
Siguro since na yung mindset ko nga and the way that I was brought up. I was brought up in a very strict Chinese family. So talagang along the way, I've had so much doubts kung stable ba to? Tama ba to? Talaga bang, am I gonna get rich with this career? Kasi you know, as a Chinese person, that's the number one priority is how to get rich at a very young age. Parang, you know, I'm not sure if you, Janina, you can agree na talagang you are thought to be successful at the age of what? 21, 22, 23? Para your whole life can be that comfortable na daw. Pero it's not true. You always work until, I don't know, you die. That's why parang for me, I chose this path na rin. Kasi parang, you know, I will always live with what ifs. Parang, what if I didn't try this, diba? Na parang, what if I just stuck with the business route? Am I ever gonna be that fulfilled, successful, and really happy with my life? So yes, I've had doubts, pero now I'm at peace with it. Na parang I'm just focusing on the now, what is happening now, and all of the opportunities that I am getting right now. So yun.
Yes, I love it. Okay, maganda yung sinabi mo na, I mean, we're all gonna work at the end of the day, right? I mean, it's literally a requirement to live, like having a job and all that. Why not do something you actually want to do, diba? And where you feel like you're, na, it's right. And I'm sure you have that feeling. Na, it is right for you.
It is right. Diba? Yeah, it is.
It feels super great. Yes, how about to take the
amazing,
yes,
great.
Lord, I was born to do this, Lord. Okay, how about you, naman, Christian?
What I was born to be a star.
Oh, diba? What was the backstory? What is your backstory?
Okay, sa akin naman, it's very similar. And wait, by the way, I'm Christian Ju. I am on Instagram. I'm Christian Chu. I am on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Kumu, lahat na.
Where did you start?
Yeah, but
this is my time.
Yeah, so I started sa Instagram, but I also have a degree. I graduated from FEU Tech. I took up information technology major in multimedia arts. And then before ako nag full time sa content creation, I did corporate for a few years, and now we're here.
Yes. Creating more content, living
yes,
life.
Yes, and so sa akin naman parang, you know, I did work for a corporate, and so parang for me na ROI ko na yung whatever work and money I did spend on education, and now I decided to do full-time on content creation because I enjoy it. It makes me feel good. And most importantly, it pays the bill. Yun.
Oh,
so,
yes naman. So,
yeah, and I'm doing it because it even gives me more money than actually being a corporate slave. So why not, diba? Why not make it full-time?
Gusto ko yan. Totoo yan, actually. I think that is one common misconception about our line of work. That it looks, because we make it look like it's literally just us
fun
posting stuff, like random stuff. But it actually takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, diba? Parang, oh my gosh,
a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. More energy. More hat tuwang tuwa. Okay.
Yeah.
Diba? But yeah, at the same time, we're kind of like a one-man team, not unless, diba, we actually did hire a team for the day or something.
Pero not unless we're Janina Chan.
Naks, hindi, yeah.
not unless I am Janina Chan. I am a one-man team.
Yes, I am a medyo one and a half woman team, hindi half. Me and Mommy Sally.
Yeah. but we all started there naman as one-man
team. Oo, diba? Oo nga, tsaka minsan, di ba, bilang malapit na siya maging senior.
Oh my gosh. Grabe.
Nire-reveal ko na. Okay lang yan. Mas nakakaano ngayon. Shout out. Nararamdaman ko na yung pagod niya. Namitin, wait lang. I have to think long term. How do we make this? Ano? So guys, for inquiries, kung gusto, sino gustong pumi-a po sa akin, kailangan mo nung mag-plant siya ng buhok, mag-alter ng damit, mag-book ng ano, magbasa ng kontrata. Ganun, ano. Pero totoo nga, di ba? It takes a lot of effort.
I think you're right, kasi parang the impression or the stereotype with people like us in this industry is we are not stable at all. And it may be true. It is really not the most stable job that you can have, pero it's the most rewarding, especially if it's really your happiness, your passion, and if it's really what you really want to do in life, diba? It's really rewarding. Also financially, if talagang you put your heart and mind and your whole body into it, you know?
Yes, in other words, push, go,
laban,
post, laban yan, actually, in other words, laban. Kung lumaban ka, edi ma-ROI mo talaga yan, diba?
Exactly.
And at the same time, if you think about it, like you as an industry, you really literally have to invest also. So kung pag nagnegosyo ka rin, diba, magbabayad ka pa ng rent, magbabayad ka ng tao mo. Ganun din for this industry, like you invest in your lights, you invest in your equipment, your camera, you invest your
clothes.
Time.
Yeah.
Clothes. This is to justify then. Shopping, basically.
Oh, diba? Yes.
Diba? Our work is to shop, as in like, it's part of our work to shop, to get like good but cheap clothes, but good clothes, you know, to look good.
Nagpaparinig ka ba sa mga sponsors?
Hello po, I am willing po to accept sponsorships.
Oh, ganun. Nakakaloka. Well, anyway, so yeah, at least now, for those who are trying to find their path, or maybe they're interested also in this industry, at least ito, coming from the three of us, it can be really rewarding also if you really put your mind, your effort, and, you know, parang yung resources mo rin, di ba? Syempre, where you plant or where you, the grass is greener where you water it nga, di ba? Di man porket corporate, ibig sabihin, yun na yung sure way to win, di ba? Yun na yung sure way for success. Because I do know a lot of people who are miserable just because they, I mean, yung parang nadadala lang sila with how society is dictating them. Kasi people say na,
aren't
dito
they
tayo.
All?
Oh, ay, grabe naman to.
Aren't they all miserable?
Hindi, ano ka ba? Baka no, ma-offend sila dyan. But, diba? Totoo. More of ano siya, more of sana for those who are kind of, you know, feeling na, oh my gosh, parang natatamaan ako dito. Well, at least this is your sign. Diba? To resign. Your sign. Your sign.
Actually,
your sign.
Yun nga, parang hindi mo naman masasabi na it, success is, the definition of success is different for each and every one of us. And parang, diba, you know, the stories of people who are successful, hindi naman lahat sila nakagraduate, hindi naman lahat sa corporate nakuha, hindi naman din lahat is a business, and hindi din lahat sa pag-aartista. But like, possible na maging successful ka and you feel satisfied with the work that you love to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And if you're still like kind of afraid, siguro you wanna, parang baby steps muna kasi baka mamaya, baka mamaya hindi nag-work for them tapos sisihin tayo, biglang mag-demand.
No, yeah, no, that's sabi really important.
Sabi kasi ni Adi, ni Christian at ni Janina, tingnan mo tuloy, oh my gosh, asan na, yung mabayad ng, no, ng Meralco, charot. No, but maybe also do it like with realistic standards. So maybe either, like for me, feeling ko with my line of work, dahil sa hosting, parang, hosting and hosting. Parang alam yun, there's more than one stream of
income.
So I think that's also very important, no?
It is.
So money is still important, pero you know, some people's definition of success is not just having a lot of money. Some people just want enough to get by and still focus on happiness, on the people around them. And for them, that can be successful. Diba? Parang hindi lang naman porket sobrang yaman mo, you are the ultimate standard or like the ano of success eh. Pero,
yes,
you know.
The picture of success, diba? Pero hindi ka naman talaga masaya.
Yeah.
Diba? Dapat nagpapakatotoo
yeah, exactly.
Lang tayo.
So,
yun din, it's really important to be realistic. So you can't just pursue the passion that you like without considering if meron kang kakainin tomorrow. So you can't just quit your corporate job if you want to pursue acting or, you know, content creation, tapos wala ka namang enough savings to support your lifestyle. So also, parang for me, I'd like to acknowledge, you know, some of us are the privilege that we have to actually follow the passion that we want to do, and also the privilege of having the people around us to support us, because not everyone gets that.
Yes.
So there are different factors to consider. But to consider before actually pursuing the passion and the things that you love to do. So it's not just like jumping into that agad just because you heard this podcast from us. No. Wag niyo kami sisihin na.
You gotta weigh the factors, no? Weigh the factors. Kasi oo nga naman, ito na nga, part of our backstage chika, naalala ko, there are pros and cons with every line of work, with every sacrifice, but yun na nga, lahat may hirap, lahat may pagod, but at least you get the option. Choose your hard, di ba? And this is the hard that we chose. Yung, paano ba tong lighting? Paano ba tong mic? Sana hindi nagsastutter or parang sana, di ba? Sana yung internet stable dito for this podcast recording.
That's so important.
The best stuff like that. Okay, so are you surprised though that you're here right now and in this, you know, Nana, you're actually pursuing it? Would you say that younger Addy and younger Christian would be shooked? Now, fast forward, oh my gosh, wow, tinuloy nila. Ganon ba? Tingin niyo?
Ako, oo. Kasi talagang sobrang nagulat ako na parang, you know, since 12 years old, the first season of PBB, pinangarap ko nang pumasok sa bahay ni Kuya. That levels talaga ako of like, I was so amazed with celebrities, with their art, with how they portray themselves, with how they carry themselves. And I really wanted to be one. And it was just silenced. It was just
Silence?
Silence.
Rally na ba to? Rally na ba ito? Okay, tapos. Ano ba?
Basta, it was suppressed. Kasi nga, you know, values, principles, culture, everything, sobrang daming factors. Pero now na talagang, I don't know, the universe probably pushed me this way na talagang, hindi, this will happen for me. Kasi honestly, my TikTok quote-unquote fame or like clout, I didn't plan for it. As in like, at first, my TikTok account was private pa. For my friends' eyes only. As in like, for mutual friends. Tapos when I started to make it public, after a week, 10K followers. After a month, 50K. So parang sobrang nagulat ako na, oh, it's not hard work for me that time. Kasi it's just all loko-loko lang. As in like, kaya nga thank you to TikTok na parang gave me this opportunity. Hindi siya sponsor, pero like, that platform gave me like the best opportunity I could have ever had. And you know, probably 12-year-old Adi would look at me now na parang, oy, finally, you are here. Kung saan mo pinangarap, what, 10 years ago, andiyan ka na.
Yes naman. Palakpakan natin si ilang ano 12-year-old Adi. Thank you for dreaming that dream. How about you naman? Anong age ang kakausapin mong younger Christian?
Ako naman
9 months.
Honestly with me, not to sound like mayabang no, but
medyo
hindi, I'm not shocked at all that this.
Yes. Yabang naman.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. No, kasi
This is not a joke.
Ako, naniniwala kasi ako that if there's one thing that you want to do, if there's a dream that you want to achieve, you have to work hard for it. And bilang my attitude, I was and am still an achiever. I get bored
yes,
when...
Yes, gusto mo yun.
Yeah, it's true. Even when I was studying.
Kaya may disclaimer. Okay.
I get bored if walang bago sa buhay ko, if there are no new milestones. And pag nangyayari yon, ako yung naghahanap ng something to do and something to achieve. Even when I was studying, just a konting background, no, I did not start on Instagram. So, nag-aaral pa ako in college. Ang pinupursue ko talaga was modeling.
Wow!
Yes!
Modeling talaga.
Sa college?
Modeling.
Ano, major yeah, yeah. in modeling?
No. While studying, I go to BDRs and GoSees. So yun yung medyo thing before all the social media and all the TikTok. Eh.
Naabutan so, natin yan. Alam ko yan.
Yeah, diba?
Iuubusin yung oras
struggle.
Mo sa BDR. Diba? Right. Uubusin yung oras mo.
You will prepare for an hour. You will dress up and spend money on Grab or Uber, ganyan, and go to the BDR, the GoSee lineup for an hour and just...
Not get the project.
And no, and just show up for 5 minutes after yeah. all that.
Tapos diba dati lahat pa ng VTR sa Makati.
Shout out sa lahat ng casting directors.
Sorry po.
Shout out sa lahat ng
halos pa lahat ng VTR sa Makati. Eh yung school ko dati, well tough. As in like Manila and it's so traffic going to Makati. You know what? Me too. I used to cut classes for that. Wag nyo po akong gayahin. Talaga pong pangarap ko lang maging
well,
artista dati.
Not unless nakuha nyo na yung project. Diba?
Correct. At saka hindi. Yun nga. Katulad nun. Factors to consider. If you're doing well sa school mo naman and you can cut this class, okay lang yun. Para magawa
ko yung other.
That's okay. Sometimes you have to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Diba?
Bawi na lang. Kasi, aralin, yeah. Ano, bawi sa next exam.
Diba?
May debate.
Diba? Kaya nga, parang you have to do well every time. So if meron ka ng parang yung 1 foot forward, mm-hmm. mataas na yung score mo, then on the next exam, you can just skip and go to a project.
Wag naman, hindi guys, legit. I don't know, for me, as in, it might be worth it.
Pili na lang
it
kayo might... ng gusto yeah. yung sagot.
No, nasa diskarte yan.
Team Adi or Team Christian?
Well, I was pursuing two careers. So, studies and career. I was din sa lister for all the terms.
O, diba? Oh. Iba so, naman talaga ang achiever natin.
So, kaya mo. Kaya, diba?
Kaya.
Kaya mong pagsabihin, you can juggle two things at one time. Mm-hmm. And hitting two birds in one stone. Is that
with
it?
With one stone.
So, kaya siya. And, yun. Dahil sa attitude ko na yun, and sa pag-work hard ko, when I want to achieve something, kaya ko siya.
Yes.
And eto, all these things. So, nag-start ako sa Instagram. nag-adapt ako sa TikTok. So yun na yun, yung TikTok kasumikat, nag-adapt ako doon because I wanted to be someone also on TikTok. So that's yung parang example ka na, alam ko kaya ko. Alam ko I can get there. So hindi ako shook because I know I'm doing something to get there.
Aww, I love
hindi
it.
Hindi siya parang overnight success or overnight fame.
Sorry, okay. Pasensya na kasi sa akin medyo overnight.
Well, at least, we can. This is a great example na yun na nga, success, sometimes they can look different talaga for every person. There's no one, diba, one definition or one path or one process to it. Pero get, medyo nakaka-relate ako nga kay Christian din kasi nga, young pa lang, bibo kid na kami ni mom. As a bibo mommy and a bibo baby with our powers combined. Parang ganun din.
Success is in the way.
Pero ano rin, hindi nga rin naman siya overnight. Ano, talaga siya. Tsaga, and ine-enjoy natin, diba? Kahit na hindi naman super like, I mean, fame, what is fame, diba? For other people, sikat na sikat tong tao, pero yung ibang tao, di siya kilala. Guess?
Exactly.
Fame is relative. Yeah, it's relative. Basta, okay, tapusin na natin to. Ano ba sinasabi ko? Ang dami ko daw sinasabi.
Hindi, pero okay. Ano, for you, Janina, so, what do you think of overnight fame people?
Or like, yes, people may ganon.
People who get overnight fame.
Fame. Oh, feeling ko, ano, I guess, I don't know, it's a blessing and a curse for them. Kasi parang nakaka-overwhelm, number one. And number two, parang sometimes it distorts your sense of ano na. Well, depende on your character. It still depends on the person's character. But other people, either magiging super yabang, di ba? Because it kind of distorts their sense of reality na feeling nila.
Super
I have it all, di ba? Yeah. And yung iba naman, mabait, actually. Parang ano siya eh, di ba? Polar opposites sometimes. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang feeling nila, oh my gosh, I don't deserve this. Diba? So, depende sa tao, feeling ko. Pero, yun na nga, ang backstory naman namin ni Mommy Sally, ano rin, ganun din. And, like Christian, medyo, we knew that this was what we wanted, kind of, as a theater baby. Alam mo yun? Mm-hmm. I started out as a kiddie, ano, singer-songwriter. Charot, hindi songwriter.
Yes.
I would just join singing contests.
As a Chinese... Popstar tayo dun, ha?
Parang gusto mag-sample. Parang gusto mag-sample.
Wait lang. yung minus one ko. Minus one! As a millennial, naabutan ko pa ang pag-rehearse with literally a cassette tape. Oh my gosh. Revealing the age. But grabe, we also enjoyed it, eh. Parang we enjoyed the process. That's why parang... You know, if you're so fixated on the end goal kasi, ma-overwhelm ka talaga. Pero kung alam mo na ina-enjoy more than yung process and you know na this is where you want to be in the long run anyway, even if it's hard, even if sometimes naging impatient ka na, you're still gonna keep going, diba? Mm-hmm. Push, laban pa rin.
That's tomorrow why you have to love what you have to do.
Yes, tomorrow is a new day. So ganun, baby steps. Okay, so I guess we can kind of wrap things up. Pero kayo, for... I always ask my guests then kasi, like a little bit of a rise up story. Meron ba kayong parang major hugot in life? Or ito na ba yun, Adi, for you and for you, Christian? Like yung pinaglalaban nyo yung what you...
Major hugot in life. You know what? Right now, at my current stage na... Actually, right now, my life is changing 180 degrees. As in like, lahat ng...
Hindi ba 360?
Di ba 360, babalik ka lang sa dati?
Ay, hindi. 180 nga, tama.
180.
Gusto ko lang i-confuse yung math nito.
Okay, guys, okay. Hindi porket Chinese yung tao, magaling sa math. Kasi literally, I am so boplog sa math.
Di naman.
I cannot with math. Pero yeah, as in right now, sometimes it's okay to be selfish. As in like, not to the point na meron ka ng ibang taong tinatapakan. Pero if you're being selfish for your own sake, for your own happiness, for your own growth, please do yourself a favor and take that opportunity. Kasi talagang it might change the course of your life, your career, your current relationships. And talagang for me, the decisions I took recently, I did not regret them kasi talagang I know that this is what I wanted to do and no matter what the consequences are, ipaglalaban ko siya. Kasi
ano ba tong,
always...
Ano ba tong recent decisions?
Hindi, yung parang example,
yung
I
telling your parents na nga.
Yeah, ano? Fully. Tapos parang...
Ano ba yung industry dapat that you should be in? Ah, yeah, corporate
was,
din, diba?
Yeah, corporate talaga kasi marketing ako and talagang dati... bawal ako mag-quit ng job kasi nga like since 2020, I told my parents na I don't want to work. I don't want to work in corporate.
That way. Yeah, that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, as in like that way. Sabi ko, I don't want to work that way in corporate na talagang 9-to-5 desk job. It's a no for me. Mm-hmm. And talaga hindi ako pwede. Pero nung, you know, recently, November 2021, I just took that big leap na parang, okay,
yes.
I will
so
go to this.
May month talaga siya. Nasa yes, diary na ngayon.
Yeah.
May entry.
November 2021, that's my first month of being unemployed. And
fun
unstable.
Employed. Fun employed.
Fun employed.
Yes. And pero, and also unstable.
Let's be real. Unstable financially, mentally, emotionally. Lahat na.
Pero worth it in the
long
run.
Super worth it. Kasi look at me now. Opportunities left and right.
Me now.
Parang, yeah. look at me now, parents. Ha? Huh? Joke.
Yun na nga yung hugot niya.
Send link to, ano, Tita Beng and Tito
Sandy. Auntie, no. Oh. Auntie, uncle, oh. Okay.
Mga joke lang. Pero, yun, parang, it's always a constant battle na, okay, I am gonna do this so that I can prove to myself and to my parents that I could also be as successful as they are, just mm-hmm. in a different industry. Yun na yung yes. pinakahugot ko.
Love it.
Lalaban hanggang sa huli.
Yes, mic drop. As a grandpa Ooh. Content creator, as a grandpa yeah. talker,
grandpa
as born, diba, in the future, as an angkong talker. Eh, ikaw naman, Christian, maybe like a mini hugot like that, a rise up story.
Sa akin naman, kasi nga, how I rose to fame, joke.
sobrang filmino talaga nito minsan.
Kala mo talaga kung sino baka mamin, hindi nila kilala. No? Yun, if there's one thing you wanna achieve, if there's a dream you wanna
pursue,
you have to work hard for it. And you don't, parang there's a saying na you don't wait for the fruit to fall because you'd be wasting your time while others are learning to climb the tree.
Ay, may baon.
Oh, diba?
Confucius, is that you?
Ginugan ka lang yan.
Kailan, kanina lang.
Oh, alam ko itatanong mo ito eh.
Wow.
Hindi, pero it's true, diba?
Oh, okay.
Kasi nga yun, now is the perfect time. You don't have to wait for the perfect moment. Make this moment perfect while working hard for it. And yun. Lahat ng success, it's different for each and every one of us, but it is possible para sa ating lahat. Kahit iba-iba yung meaning ng success. So, you have to work hard and be patient to achieve it. Kasi not tomorrow might not be that day, the next day might not be it,
yeah.
But for sure, that perfect time will come and you have to work hard for it.
Also, Janina, I'll just add one last thing.
Yes.
Ayaw magpatalo.
Ayaw magpatalo. One last thing.
Nag-Google.
Okay. Nag-Google na ako. Hindi, joke lang. Parang, okay. What I realized also recently na I want everyone to realize
yes, everyone
is,
talaga.
Yes, as in everyone, I think it would help them. What? Feeling. Feeling. Hindi. Parang, please try to focus on the now, on the present. Kasi parang, di ba, as you know, human beings, meron tayong goals in the future and we also have things that we regret sa past. And we tend to focus on the past and the future but never the present.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nga siya present because today is a gift.
Yes, gusto ko yung mga yan.
Yeah. Slam book pala to.
Slam book na!
Who's your favorite band?
Hindi, pero kasi, Janina, parang
your
that...
Your most embarrassing moment.
Hindi, pero that changed my perspective talaga in life. When I stopped worrying about what I will be, what I can do, and what I want to achieve in the future. And just...
Yes.
And just appreciated what I am achieving now. It changed my whole mood every day.
Yes. Oh, that's so nice. Parang mas nagiging masaya ka rin, eh, no?
Exactly.
Parang mas may energy ka to do the things that you have to do today.
Contented, satisfied, and happier overall. Talaga.
Yes. As an evaluation form.
Ten over ten.
Oh my gosh. As a feedback. Ma'am, sir, paki-sign po. Pero totoo yun. Ang kaganda ng mga entry nyo, ha? In fairness sa inyong
your
dalawa.
Your turn, Janina. Your turn.
Your turn, yeah. Your turn.
Ano ka ba? Dami ko ng solo episodes dito. Pakinggan nyo na lang. For now, it's your time to shine talaga. So anyway, ano, i-wrap up na ba natin tong airtime na yung dalawa? Or meron pa kayong baon? Anything
Chico
else?
Pa
Chico pa tayo. Sige, let's close it na. Closing remarks. Pero totoo, ang dami ko natutunan. And I really love this energy. So, thank you so much for sharing the vibe, Thank you for sharing the inspiration, your mission, vision. Okay, what's next for the both of you? Maybe kausapin nyo na rin ang sarili ninyo. Ano na? Ano na mga plans?
What's next for me?
For Adi and Christian. Like, how are you gonna rise up from now on too?
I hope for me what's next is I can transition into mainstream media very, very, very soon. And talagang meron namang opportunities that I'm working with right now to help me transfer.
Transfer to a different branch.
To a different branch. to help me continue my craft into mainstream media. Ayun.
Okay, how about
Nahanap
you?
Din yung tamang word.
Okay, yeah. Christian, you naman.
Medyo similar with him, no? Kasi parang lahat naman tayo dun papunta.
Gaya-gaya.
And social media is one good stepping stone into pursuing that mainstream media career.
Mm-mm.
And sa akin naman right now, especially for the past almost 3 years, with me continuously since we all experienced yung lockdown and ganyan, it's about maximizing the potential. So, ang wala na lang ako now is vlogging, my YouTube channel. So that's one thing for sure that I'll be doing before the year ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess more traveling, and if opportunity knocks, then let's go. Let's do TV. Yeah.
Yes, I love
I'm
it.
Ready akala, for it.
Akala ko ba don't wait for the opportunity, you have to climb the tree. Oh.
Yun nga, that's why we're doing some things.
So we're climbing the tree. That's the...
Ano muna, climbing the branch muna.
Wow! As an akyat bahay.
Climbing your house now, Janina.
Huwag mo ganyan.
Ingat.
Oh my gosh, mag-a-alarm dito. Anyway, well, thank you so much, Christian and Addy. Always great vibes with the both of you. And yeah, I think the whole time naman nakapag-plug na kayo ng social media niyo. So tama na, itigil na natin tong airtime.
Hindi, Janina. Follow me.
No. Well, anyway, thank you so much for your time, your energy. And yeah, more power.
Royal though. Joke.
Yeah, we'll see you guys online. And yeah, for all of our listeners, I hope this not only made you laugh and gave you a good time, but let this be a reminder to, you know, to be firm with what you really want and to be unafraid to really pursue it and be patient. So yeah, that is it for today. We'll see you again next time. Don't forget to rise up every chance you get and have fun while you're at it. Give us 5 stars, 5-star rating nyo na yan. And please share your favorite moments on your stories para naman ma-reposta namin. And so we can share the love also. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time. Bye!
Bye!
Bye guys!
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.